Hello there, my name is Professor Brian Cox. And I've just been firing my lasers into outer space. This is the Rob Rouse podcast. Hello, dear listener. How are you? Welcome to episode 5 of the Rob Rouse podcast. Very excited to bring you this one. It stars the brilliant Marcus Brigstocke, and we go on a journey into outer space. The space in your mind, and the space that is also space. Sorry, that's a lot of science coming at you all in one go. I hope you can cope with it. It's been a while. I've been very busy. I've been dealing with life and having life and running around doing gigs. I also, in a complete clerical error, managed to get myself booked onto a new sitcom for the BBC that got recorded. It's about William Shakespeare. It's called Upstart Crow, and it stars David Mitchell. And it starts in April and May. Hope you enjoy it. I'm also planning a tour. Right now, we're putting dates in. So do go to my website if you'd like to come and see a show. robrouse.com. Join the mailing list and you'll be the first to know as soon as those dates are in. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, however you listen to it. And please rate it if you can on iTunes as well, and push it up them crazy charts. And tell your friends. Most importantly, enjoy it. It's free. I put a lot of love, and that sounds dirty, but I put my love straight into this podcast for you, dear listeners. So enjoy it and share it around. So here it is, Marcus Brigstocke. Space exploration. Warning. This podcast contains swearing words and themes of a sexual nature and talk about sexual things. So if those things offend you, probably best to switch it off. But if not, fill your boots.
Here's my podcast, I made it for you. On the train or taking a bath, or maybe when you're driving in your car.
Marcus, thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
My pleasure, Rob.
Before we start, we should unbox how we're here.
What's happened? The road.
Yeah, the road to this.
Yeah.
And regular listeners.
Origin story.
Yeah, exactly. The genus. Regular listeners to my burgeoning podcast will know that what I do is I do something with someone whilst we talk.
Yeah.
That's the USP.
Sure.
That is pushing it through the roof on the iTunes stats.
Smash.
But what we did was about, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, just sat down and started talking.
Yeah.
And then something evolved from the conversation. Mm-hmm. We basically started our own space program.
Out of Balham. A pretty comprehensive space program. Mm.
So this podcast, I see very much as like your stargazing live.
There's a similarity, isn't there?
So you'd have Prof Brian Cox, maybe Robin Ince.
Yeah.
And
Furious.
Yeah, and Dara O'Brien, you know, bringing some funnies and a rampant intellect.
Vast intellect.
Yeah. But we are launching our own bona fide space program. Now, we did inadvertently, purely organically, start doing it on the last time we tried to record.
And it has to be said, we learned a lot.
we learned a lot, yes.
It didn't go as well as we'd hoped.
Yeah.
The benefit of hindsight, we discovered a new species, the inland jellyfish.
We certainly did, because our space program is a unique... Mm. Can you outline what we're attempting to do?
In terms of our space program.
Yeah,
an outline, scientifically speaking, and I'll try and keep it in layman's terms, is we're inflating Johnnies and seeing how far we can get them into the sky. Old school.
So it is, it's, I'm trying to be aware that this is, we are broadcasting this as live. It's like stargazing live.
Very similar.
Should we call it the launch?
The launch. Program? The thing is, you see, everyone's seen the pleasing nudge of a Johnny as it rubs its way across an open field.
And
gently glances off a window, perhaps off the back of someone's head.
The fascinating rise and fall over the bonnet of a car.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing to see. And I think for both of us, it had been a while since we'd inflated a Johnny.
Years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
years.
Could easily have been years. So
to outline, our space programme is... They are...
Johnnies. Rubber Johnnies.
Yeah, the rubber Johnnies. Mm.
Sheaths.
Yeah, they're sheaths. They're unmanned
medically
flights.
Unmanned flights.
That's what I was trying to demarcate it from others.
They're unmanned
programs.
At present. Yeah. At this stage.
At present, they're completely unmanned flights.
At this stage, it would be incredibly reckless to try and send a human up in any of these Johnnies.
Yeah, they are unmanned. They're inflated by our own air.
Yeah.
We have perfect conditions tonight for a launch.
It's pretty still out there.
It's very still out there.
Not too
and
bad.
And it's about 6 degrees outside.
It's perfect. What we need, I think, the science that we applied last time, was that our breath within the Johnny should be enough, should differentiate it in terms of warmth from the air outside, from the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that should be enough to send it up. Now... What I didn't offer last time,
yes,
when this didn't work out, because at that stage, there were emotions at play that no longer exist. I bought my daughter a chameleon for Christmas.
Yes.
It hasn't worked out.
Yep.
If you want to send the chameleon up, that's an option.
Okay, well, I could have the mothership that could take her into orbit tonight.
That'd be incredible. Literally, little green men.
Is it not working, the chameleon?
No, it's a bitch.
I'm not
ruling out sellotaping Heidi to a Johnny and sending her off up Balham High Road.
Can she do opaque?
I don't know whether she can go Johnny clear if we used a rib or a tickler.
She could.
She could replicate.
Yeah,
definitely.
Our first unmanned mission to Mars, we sent up, that was about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Mm. Tragically, both craft exploded. They exploded shortly after launch.
A lot like the problems they've run into on very fateful days out of Cape Canaveral. When they go quick.
It's
unexpected.
Yeah, your airship attained, I'd say, about 20 feet
of
altitude. Mine exploded. It was quite dramatic.
Almost immediately.
Against a rough... the anti-vandalising paint.
I think some anti-climb paint did for it,
and it was a very loud explosion.
It was certainly enough to send us giggling like schoolboys back inside the house.
But I also remember the shock of it made me break wind instantly on the explosion,
which may well have caused mine to veer off course.
Now, tragically, that recording was lost, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That recording was lost. My file corrupted. Oh, which I've not even learned from because I'm meant to be running a backup, which I'll just start now. We need to outline for the listener the rules of unmanned sheath-based space travel.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're inflated by our breath.
They have to be.
And then they're released into the night sky.
Yeah.
With the intent of them climbing in altitude.
Yeah.
And hopefully reaching Mars by 2018.
That's the ultimate aim.
Yeah.
I would settle for clearing the row of houses down at the end by around midnight.
About midnight. So yeah. Well,
either way, a result.
I'm gonna punch for Mars.
Yeah. Sure.
And you can plump for the row
clearing
of houses,
the row of houses
at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, hopefully that's given.
Just to clarify that, I'll settle for the Johnny glancing off anything and not bursting, because it's the glancing, it's the light rub that they do that I find so funny.
If anyone wants to inject any seed capital into this mission,
get in touch. There's a GoFundMe page waiting to be commenced. I mean, this...
Or just get in touch at podcast@robrouse.com or just bring money over whenever you can.
Yeah.
And it will not be squandered.
No, God, no.
No.
£1.68 will buy 3 sheaths.
Yeah.
From the local corner shop.
Well, I found it that is a very good value.
That's terrific value.
So I bought three...
These are not good sheaths.
Okay.
They won't. They're
the happy shopper shoes.
No guarantees where these are concerned. They double up as balloon animals.
Yeah. Are they lubricated?
Not at all.
Whoa.
They're dusty.
They're covered in talc.
They're it's basically a Veruca sock with a bit of talc on.
One thing I was wondering, actually, on the way down on the tube was, is there anyone we need to inform that we are about to launch some inflated prophylactics into the airspace, into the tropopause, maybe the mesopause, and possibly out of the atmosphere? Is there anyone
my,
to bring?
My feeling on this is... It is easier to say sorry than seek permission. I think if there's a whirlwind to be reaped, that's the price you pay for this level of science.
Mm.
I'm not inclined to ring anyone. I'd be more than happy to make some local calls.
Yep.
Just let people know. We will be launching Johnny's imminently. So if you see anything drift past your window...
Don't be alarmed.
It's just a bit of science happening.
And as I remember last time... the sheaths that we launched, we inflated and launched, I'm not sure, I think they were Durex.
They were Durex.
There was two of you had Durex, weren't they?
Yeah. Standard. Well, as I standard, I believe they were a pair of Durex Gold.
Yeah.
Now, what's worth noting there is you've got some extra weight with gold.
Yeah.
You have got some extra weight, which is not going to buy you height initially. However, they're a little thicker.
Yeah.
They're a little more hard-wearing. Sensation wise, it's quite a diminished process, but I think
that can be useful.
If they glance off a tree or a lamppost or whatever, I think you've got a greater chance of them surviving.
You've got a fighting chance of them getting into space.
Yeah.
And we did struggle with
Elite, Featherlight.
Featherlight, Elite, yeah. Extra Safe, which is the classic one that's given out at the gum clinic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very much the...
Now, as I remember...
The magnolia of the sheath.
As I remember, we were told, but it was coded, Featherlight, small to average penis, Elite, sucking great dong.
Was it really? Because I always thought that the extra safe was shaped for comfort. It was easy to get over the end of your helm.
Ah, well, that I don't know.
Listeners could get in touch with the show and if they have any
be good to know.
Any data on this.
I feel like even now you're going to have a lot of men going, I wouldn't know, I've only ever used the big ones.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Do you remember that joke, where's the serial number on a condom? No, do you not roll it down no, that far?
So have you got a particular craft that you're going to be flying tonight? Should we?
I'm going to fly a Durex Elite Gold.
Okay.
I feel like that's making a big claim.
Yeah.
What I will say is they're what I've got in.
Okay. Well, do you want to go and scramble some equipment and we'll bring them down into the
get
prep
some equipment.
Area?
Yeah.
And
have you got any? I've got some,
and I've got something that hopefully.
Oh, I'm keen to see.
Yeah.
Right.
It's exciting.
What I am going to do as well is grab a torch. Because I want to be sure, we used laser pens last time.
Yeah.
I want to be sure we can see them as they go up.
This is Delta Mission Control, a T-minus 4 minutes and holding.
I suddenly realised off the back of launch one.
Yes.
I moved my collection of sheaths. I say my collection, that makes it sound rather bolder than it is. But I've got a pair of Johnnies here.
Good lad. So you've got two Durex.
Elite Golds.
Elite Golds.
I think they're elites.
Brilliant. What's the sell-by date
Durex
on them?
Quality expiry. Oh, 2016. That's this year.
So these
want to go up.
And when do they go off? 1 month, 2016.
October.
Yeah. How long will it take
to reach Mars? That's a very good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Is that enough time to get them to Mars?
It should be. We're mid-March now.
So they should get there by October, shouldn't they?
If this is... They should get there by October. I mean, that said, it'd be very, very frustrating to clear the outer atmosphere of the Earth in, say, mid-September, only to discover October 1st, pop, gone.
Yeah,
can't help you.
But, I mean, from the first launch that we made, we've got a lot of data, haven't we?
Yeah,
a lot
vast
of data.
Amount of data. What we've got here is is a pretty urban launch site. You live in the Peak District.
Yep.
I would be very keen, very, very keen to, and I don't think it's cheating.
No.
I'd be very keen to get some height.
I think,
and
yeah.
And give these, you know, just to see
yeah.
if we launch, what's the nearest proper
well,
peak
I
to
you? Well, I would say if we went off the top of Wynn Hill, then we could get some incredible,
name.
Yeah, some incredible distance. Now, for the record, Marcus has already broken into his Jourette skull. He's now just
I've torn the side.
It.
I've torn the side of the sheath. Now I currently have a beard.
Yep.
For listeners, and I can tell you, I'm already drenched in prophylactic fluid.
You really are, which is of course one of the hazards of blowing up sheaths. Can I just, before you put your mouth around that sheath and start inflating it, I'll show you what I've
yes,
brought.
Yes, what have you got? Yeah.
Now, I've brought...
I'm holding this by the teat, which is what you should...
That's the correct place to hold it by.
It's what you should do whilst rolling it on.
Now, I was a bit worried when I bought these of being accused of being a bit of a cheapskate.
Sure.
But I hope you've kept the receipts for these sheaths, because as this is a podcast...
Yeah.
Any receipts for sheaths used in the space program
claimable.
Fully tax deductible.
Brilliant.
I've gone for a Boots own brand called Thin Touch.
Thin Touch.
Yeah. Mainly because not mainly because they're £1 less than the Jourex, but I thought it'd be interesting to see what a chemist's own brand, how that performed against
absolutely.
One of the big hitters, the Jourex, which are pretty, you know.
I'd be very keen to
know. They're the ones that everyone knows.
I'm very pleased to hear that these are offsettable against tax.
Absolutely.
Because Jimmy Carr keeps all his condoms in Jersey, doesn't he?
Yeah, he keeps them all offshore.
Yeah.
Offshore condoms.
Yeah.
But do you buy yours from the chemist or do you buy yours from the supermarket?
I go big packet every 6 years.
The supermarket. And then look at the sell-by date as a challenge.
Yeah.
That's
if I can get through this 12.
Yeah, if I can get around the other side of these by next Christmas, I'll have done very
well.
I'll
be absolutely over the moon. As will this. Thin Touch.
But these Thin Touch here, that says thin for a feeling of sensitivity. And I was hoping I'd get to use the self-service tills.
Yeah.
And I had to buy them off a young lady at the tills who looked at them. And I did wonder whether she thought you cheapskates.
Yeah, sure.
That your betrothed is not being treated to at least,
I tell you what,
you know,
I know what they're going
name.
For with Thin Touch.
Yeah.
But it's not, that's not great, is it?
It's aping Featherlight,
isn't it? I've got some Thin Touch.
I've got some Thin Touch.
I'm still holding the Jurex Elite Gold
I'm glad
by
you
the
are,
teat.
Because
I'm drenched. I'm covered.
In prophylactic
juice.
Well, can I also... I'm very excited about this because I think I want to launch a range of condoms into the atmosphere. But also, I've got something very special.
You got another?
I've very special in my pocket here. I've managed to track down...
Oh, you legend.
Some femidoms.
That is going to take some blowing up.
So
Pesante female condom.
I've got two of them.
Now softer and more sensual.
This has been a fascinating journey into the patriarchy. I was ashamed that in order to buy female condoms, I had to go to a sex shop in central London.
I'll tell you why that is. That's because the application instructions on page 2, on the B side, as it were, are some of the most graphic pornography I think I've ever set eyes on.
Oh, very graphic, aren't they?
No, very, very graphic. The reason being, I think the condom famously will have been rolled down a banana by Mr. Figgis in a chemistry lesson.
Yeah.
Everyone will have seen it. The femidom was later on the market. It's, by its nature, a more complex application. Anyone who has put a tent up at a festival will know, tricky as it is, to get that tent up, getting it back in the bag is a whole other story.
That's why a lot of them are left discarded after festivals.
And the tents. What is clear from diagram 4?
Yeah.
So just for the listener, diagram 1 is just a picture of the unfurled femidom. Diagram 2 demonstrates that the upper ring is compressed. Diagram 3 shows its insertion inside the entrance to the vagina. Diagram 4 is where it gets very graphic. Because diagram 4 involves poking the end you've folded
Yes.
Inside. Now, what...
A bit like a Dutch cap.
Yeah. What is clear is that in order to prevent the entire mechanism disappearing inside during intercourse, you're going to need for the ring around the base...
To be held at
all
times.
Which splays
yeah.
to prevent it going in.
Yeah.
That's going to need to have some rigidity to it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, that's just going in with the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what my concern is whether that is going to add too much weight.
I just had exactly the same thought.
And it's not going to get off the ground.
Yeah, whether essentially it's like a big Johnny with a Dutch cap on the end.
A whopper.
And the cap is going to keep it down.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. I think it's going to take more air. There's a very good chance one or other of us will black out during the inflation process.
But that happens to the best of astronauts, doesn't it?
Standard. Buzz Aldrin.
Some of them will just black out the minute they feel the acceleration.
Yeah, it's like Roger Moore when he's placed in the G-force machine. Very similar to that. Side of your face goes and you black out.
Now, do you think we should launch these one thing at a time? Or maybe say two Durex Gold, I think, then a couple of Thin Touch.
I'd like to see a Durex Gold and a Thin Touch go up at the same time.
Okay, well,
basis for comparison.
So, just for the record, Marcus is going to be inflating the Durex Gold.
I will be inflating the
Thin Touch. Check the condition of the foil is intact. It's within the expiry date. Tear down along one side of the foil. To assist in the prevention of pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, put the condom on when the penis is erect. Now, I'd just like to clear up, neither of our penises are erect at this moment, and hopefully they shouldn't be because this is a space program.
I was silent when he said that. I was just checking, and I can confirm that's absolutely true.
Good.
It's verified.
Right, so I'm just tearing carefully down the side of the foil. Oh, the initial smell of the prophylactic... Already smells like stale jizz.
That's gym sock. It's gym sock old.
Confirm. Can I smell yours by comparison? Yeah, yours smells kind of fresh and more. Oh, that smells terrible. That really. Oh, sorry, a little bit there. That smells. This really smells very bad indeed. I'm just going to unfurl. There's a lot of prophylactic on this one.
You're absolutely drenched.
Literally drenched in the sock. Right, let's blow this one up. Marcus is already the size of a party balloon. There it is. I'm going to join you. Oh, that tastes awful.
What are your thoughts regarding... capacity. There's a part of me thinks a larger amount of air is going to help it fly, but on the other hand, even a light blow off a branch and it's going to pop.
We're in agreement on that, but I feel the more hot air that's inside the Johnny, the more it's going to counterbalance the weight of the sheath itself.
I would say that mine, which now resembles the absolute top end of,
I'm very sorry.
You're driving along.
I'm very sorry about that.
And you see a watermelon that you wonder whether you could get it home.
Yes.
That's the exact size mine's at.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, placing them next to each other, the Elite Gold has got more width to it, inflated.
Yes, at the top.
It's got, it's much more bulbous. The Thin Touch is... lengthy and slender.
It is, isn't
and
it?
And actually, to be honest, I'd pick it out if I were judging these vegetable competition-wise.
For uniformity.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to get a knot in the end of my...
Yeah, I am too.
My airship.
The trick is to give yourself plenty of sheath, I think, from memory.
It's hard. It's very complicated, isn't it? Time
mine
balloons full stop.
90% tied off. Hang on.
Yep, I'm tied off. I'm just going to check mine for tone. Oh.
Here's mine.
Oh, lovely tones.
Hang on. And together?
Almost a chord. Right, should we go and launch these two?
Yeah, let's go and see.
Right, I'm going to have to put my shoes on.
The air inside these is going to be cooling rapidly.
Rapidly, isn't it?
So once I open this door, I'm going for a speedy launch from the middle of the road.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for.
I'll come with you.
Ready?
Let's go.
And stepping outside.
Out into the night sky here in Balham.
Pair of johnnies.
Oh, just caught my testicle on the corner of the gate there. Slight southwesterly breeze.
Go, 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 MEA, go, which way? Go, box one, go, box two, go, BP, go,
three, two, one, and launch.
All the height.
They've gone up. They've both gone up. They've achieved. They're coming down.
Car.
Oh, God, car. Oh, no. There's a... Well, at least they've narrowly avoided being hit by a Prius. Both have come down. Mine's... Right, so we've retrieved both of the air chips.
We've got to get more.
We've got to get more height, haven't we? How are we going to get more height? Cleared for takeoff. Up it goes.
No,
it's gone high. Oh, it's going up. It's going up. It's going up. It's got way up.
Yeah, that's tremendous. No, that's retrievable.
It's coming back.
It's actually making its own way back. The thin touch is gone.
The thin touch has completely discarded itself.
We've got good wind now.
Hang on. Go. Get it up. It's up. It's up. It's aiming. It's going to hit your neighbour's house. It's not. I'm going to get this one above. So we're just travelling further down the road for a better launch site.
We are, if not observed, we are certainly observable.
Yes.
From around 100 windows at this stage.
Are you launching it from the crossroads?
Absolutely. Right. Slap bang in the middle.
Okay. No, here we go. On. Up we go. Up. That's gone really high.
It's got lovely height.
Have you still
coming
got it
down?
The laser. Oh, burst! Quick, peg it.
That has not cleared. That has not cleared the row of houses at the end.
Oh dear. We'll just need to outline for the listeners what happened with that mission.
Well,
the status report, please. Commander Baystock.
The Thin Touch, I'm sorry to say, after its first launch had to be retrieved.
Yep. She barely got more than 10 feet above the ground.
Yeah. On launch two, there was a glance off the ground and gone.
She exploded. It was. She went up very quickly, didn't she?
Very, very quickly indeed.
All that remained was an urban jellyfish.
The inland jellyfish.
The inland jellyfish,
which can be seen usually by the side of tow paths. You can find them. They're rare. They're pretty. You can see them hanging from trees in Balham. So it went mine, the elite gold.
Yeah.
Did good business.
I'd say, yeah, she got up to maybe... 30 feet, 40 feet.
Yeah. She did well. Now, what I would love to do
is
attempt a launch from the skylight in my bedroom.
This is a tremendous... I'm very excited by this.
I just feel to give them that little bit extra...
What should go with an elite and another...
I think we go thin. Again. Yeah, I think we thin go touch. Again with the thin touch and an elite.
I've got to say, I'm really excited about how this space program is...
This is going very, very well.
It's going really well, isn't it? Do you not think?
Yeah. Absolutely tremendous. Both of them, you know, the thing people mistake with this is, oh, did you get to Mars? Mm. No. Did you learn something? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got oodles of data from,
loads
from now
of data. Too soon to analyse what we've got and
know exactly
what can be learned from this.
Hold your horses.
What I will say
Dara O'Brien, hold your horses. We can't read into it yet.
The only thing I can say with any real certainty at this stage is if either of my children wake up now, this is going to be wretched and terribly difficult to explain.
Let's go again. I've just had an idea. Is there any way we can superheat the air that we're blowing into them? Like if we've just finished a hot drink or something?
There's a hairdryer upstairs.
Could we fill them up with hot air?
We could gently warm them before they go.
It's a great idea.
I would be slightly concerned about the condition of the rubber after warming, but I'm more than happy to try. Okay. Well, I'm going to suggest we take the Femidoms with us upstairs.
Yeah.
So that we've got them. And possibly the last remaining thin touch.
Should we leave the rest of the discarded sheath wrappers down here?
Leave them all.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'd say we're probably 35 feet up here. I mean, it's higher than any of these sheaths have ever been before already. Oh, is that the police?
Could be.
It could be.
We might be best to keep the light off in here. I think we'll see more.
We'll see more, yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna try and launch the Elite Gold. I think if we pull the window as far down as we can and launch out the top.
Yep.
My concern is
if it blows straight over the roof. Well, I mean, then it's even more likely to make it to Mars, and it's sod's law that one will get there. We just won't be able to witness it with the laser pen.
Unrecorded science.
Yeah. So you're just getting the prophylactic out of the house.
And I'm going...
Do be careful.
Up and out.
Up and out. Where's she gone?
There.
There she is. Oh, she's gone round the corner. And let's just...
I've still got a visual.
Yeah, let's hope she just rises above the neighbour's roof. I fear she may be alighting, heading down towards the street.
I think she might be. I'm actually going to... I can confirm after an uncharted flight Elite Gold 2 met with the same end. She's gone.
She's gone. So it's a very hard time for us both.
very, very difficult, very challenging time.
Still very raw, isn't it?
It's too soon.
Well, I'd be lying, dear listener, if I wasn't to say that that was a really difficult thing for me and Marcus to witness and to go through. We did one hell of a lot of soul searching after that. And we decided we had no other option than to try and launch again.
Right, I'm going to hold this while you launch.
I'm going to launch
the
Thin Touch 2. Your hopes and dreams. Our hopes and dreams travel with you.
There's a strong breeze. Blowing off to the right. Give her as much.
She's up. She's spiraling. She's spiraling down. That's not a good sign. Come on. Dear God. Please protect Thin Touch as she travels
into the night.
On her mission. No news is good news. I can only assume we've not heard an explosion. She may well have travelled. She may well have left the atmosphere already.
She could well have done.
Or she could just have fallen down and been next to her neighbour's front garden.
Right, stay here.
Yep.
I'm going out.
You're going out.
I'm going to see if I can.
Okay. Brigstock is now heading down to street level to see if he can retrieve Light Touch 2. I think that's Brigstock exiting the premises. And he's just scanning the area for discarded sheaths. Don't know if he's got a visual on it yet. Any signs, Marcus? One flash for yes, two flashes for no. That's the negative. Worrying times for all the everyone here watching at launch site. These brave sheaths that, well, they take those leaps that mere mortals like us can't even begin to understand. Marcus is returning back into the house. Is it good news and bad news?
I suppose the good news is Thin Touch 2, there's no sign. I think we take from that. I think we have to hope that there's been a good outcome.
Right.
There's no way of knowing. What was very upsetting was discovering the crash site of Elite Gold 2.
God. Can you describe the scene?
I can.
What you witnessed?
I can. Two houses up, there's I have neighbours with three young children, and the inland jellyfish has made its nest absolutely in the middle of their front lawn.
slap bang in the middle is where it's where it'll spend the night, I imagine.
They don't sting, these ones, do they?
They're non-stingers. They're non-stingers.
They're non-stingers.
Yeah. But the crash site was a mess. Mm. It was a mess. It was hard to say exactly what happened. But
do try.
Well, my assessment from, you know, the black box recorder, there's no sign of that. And that may be because we've used these for the wrong purpose. But it's my assessment is there's a picket fence, white painted, mm-hmm. with sharp tops, and my feeling is that Elite Gold 2 glanced off the top of one of them.
It's quite prophetic, isn't it, that the when I think about NASA and the American Space Program, I think of nervous families waiting at home with their behind their picket fences.
Yeah.
And it's a sobering thought to think that that same kind of picket fence, which has been aped here in Balham, could have done for Elite Gold 2.
It's possibly even
took down Elite Gold 1.
It's a bitter irony that it seems cruel.
Mm.
On the other hand, you have to say, in the name of science, you know, I suppose this is the price you pay.
Yeah. All of this is a learning process, isn't it? And I also learnt in the last 10 minutes that I've had my head in my hands several times.
Yeah.
Inevitably, I've been rubbing my face and beard with anxiety, and I realise all I've done is completely coated...
Smear your entire
my
head.
My entire head in prophylactic.
Yeah.
Which is not a good smell.
Sex-wise, your head is now pretty much the safest place in Balham.
Yeah, exactly. If you were to ejaculate onto my head at any point now, it's very unlikely that I would become pregnant, isn't it?
And this is Delta Mission Control.
Let's try a Femidom.
Pulling the Femidom out of the back.
Describe the scenes.
It's absolutely...
It's a beast, isn't it?
Gracious. Interesting. Ah. There's a ring inside.
There's a which
that
you've
is
removed.
Absolutely drenched in prophylactic, but I have to say,
streaming with this stuff.
That's the one that would.
Can I have a look at that ring?
The additional weight.
That's like something that you might remove from a calamari if you were dressing it to cook.
Yeah. Basically, it looks like a normal condom.
Yeah.
Same sort of length, only around four times as wide.
We should get a picture of it before we launch it, shouldn't we, really?
I can't touch my camera.
Yeah.
I'm drenched. Just to clarify, what I'm also concerned about is when I attempt to inflate this, it's basically going to mean putting my head in it.
Can I suggest that maybe once we've inflated it and tied it off, maybe we remove that ring that will weigh it down further.
Snip that off.
Once it's tied off. Oh. And then we should hopefully have a very, very large airship.
Yeah.
Hindenburg proportions.
I don't know whether we'll get it out the window. Mind you, you see, unlike the condom, from an initial tug on that, it's not got anywhere near the elasticity. It's a firmer beast. Go on, strum. Let's see if we can manage a little tune.
That was another one bites the dust, and I sincerely hope that this one doesn't bite the dust.
Now, I've got to say, you know, in terms of the concerns about the wider end of the Femidom slipping up inside during penetration, I'm not 100% satisfied that it wouldn't. I'm not far off. Right.
So you're going to attempt to inflate the Femidom.
It's got a lot more resistance.
Yes. It's very hard, isn't it? Well, perhaps we've just got to get...
That's blown all its goodness right back into my face.
It's going. She's blowing up. She's inflating. I'm fearful that if she does burst, she's going to make a hell of a bang because... Firmer pressure.
How are you getting on there? I don't want you to get the bends while you're blowing this up.
I think.
Do you feel you can get much more air into her? She's about there. Right, let's tie her off.
If I let go of this, I am absolutely dripping.
To a degree, you can see why these haven't really taken off as a contraceptive, because I think because
Because they're no fun to inflate.
A hell of a faff, aren't they? They're no fun to blow up.
Now, I'm going with quite a twist.
Yeah.
Before I attempt
absolutely
to
tie her off.
I mean, it's made of very robust material. Because I'm giving that a good old squeeze.
Yeah. Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
Try and get that round. At the moment, I'm worried. I'm actually concerned about my finger.
Yeah.
I'm losing a lot of circulation then to the femidome.
I'll level with you. For the first time in the programme, I think I'm genuinely scared. But there's no place for fear, is there?
No.
It really isn't.
Now, it's now or never.
It's now or never. Feed her through. You can just feed that.
Isn't it funny who and what pops into your head? Suddenly thought about Wogan.
Did you?
Mm.
Old Wogan.
Old Wogan there. Looking down.
Tying up the femidome.
Real fluid on there.
Oh, God. I've already lost altitude. That's very hard. Is there another way we can tie her off, do you think? Can we tie her off with...
We could tie her off using a rubber band or something like that.
Or a bit of inland jellyfish.
Yeah, if we had.
It's still going to go, isn't it?
It's tricky,
the trials of tying her off. Oh, my shirt now stinks of prophylactic. And my jeans. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over
I've got to
cords.
Travel home. I've got to travel home in these.
It is all over my cords.
And that's going to retain.
We've got to tie it off somehow because if we manage it, I feel like this is going to... This might... survive better.
I think it could do.
This is going in.
She's in.
Grab it. That bit there. That's it.
Got it.
Pull her through. I'll keep the finger in there.
Oh! Stop, she's discharged.
No, wait. Hang on.
You just tie that bit off. I'm really sorry.
No.
I should have cut my fingernails.
That's what we were aiming to do. Okay, what's happened is the hard end that would prevent it slipping up inside the vulva... It's torn away.
Leaving just the actual dom.
Listen, right, I'm going to hold
that
there.
Yep.
See if you can tie
that air.
Tie what's left.
Losing eye.
I'm going to try and give you as much rubber as I can. Any joy? What are you thinking?
I nearly lost a finger.
It was nearly a Terry Nutkins.
Nearly went full Nutkins. Oh, so close then.
She
very
is.
Very slippery, isn't
this
she?
This femidom is a vicious otter of a thing. It's a livid mother otter.
Can I?
To our Nutkins.
She is defending her young with bear-like aggression.
Oh.
Christ, you're
that
so
was
close.
So close.
Oh! She's gone. She's gone. Right.
No, hang
let's,
on, that's
let's
not
strike
over.
While the iron's hot. Let's get back
that's
in there.
It's not over. Get her blown up. There's the other end of that gone. Oh, there it is. We've got to get more air in than that. We've got to.
It's so hard to do.
Wait.
God, see why people don't like femidoms?
Yeah.
They're a...
Hang on.
They're a bugger, aren't they? How are we going to get these... How are we going to get one of these airborne?
Hang on a minute. This'll work.
This femidom costs $3.99. You got the bends.
I'm giddy. I'm not going to lie.
Very lightheaded.
No!
She's struggling. She's fighting back.
Oh.
If only Commander Chris Hadfield was here to talk us through it.
I just feel like if we could tie it off, we've got a guaranteed
winner here because it's so robust.
Oh!
Okay. All right. Well, no one was hurt. Let me clarify that.
Can we?
There is.
Have you still got
there's a pool of prophylactic on the floor between my feet. There's shards of Femidom scattered all over the place.
And I'm not going to lie. I think it's
going to be so difficult.
I've gone
to
deaf
explain.
In my right ear.
Right. I'm not. I won't be beaten by Femidom.
No. Well, we have. I did buy two.
Let's get on the. Let's
That's
get on the second.
Why
one.
I did invest £8 into.
Yeah.
The space program.
Yeah.
So, like Mark, very much like Marcus said, I'm now unraveling the. It's hard to describe the amount of prophylactic we're now coated in.
I've got bits of Femidom and prophylactic all over my teeth.
And on the positive, it doesn't smell as bad as the light touch.
No, that's true.
So, I'm going to try and inflate it.
Go big, because we've got a means of tying this one off. Yeah, so don't be shy.
Losing control.
Captain, she's not going to hold.
Captain!
You've got to get more in than
I've
that.
I've got to get more in than that.
Yeah.
God, you're a hard taskmaster.
No, well, she fights back, I know, but...
She really just fight back.
There's a point for the listeners at which there are genuine questions about who's inflating who. Let's have a look. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Is that as big as you got yours?
I think it probably is. I don't know.
I don't know if I can stand up now.
We lost some...
Oh, sorry.
swallowed a fair bit of... prophylactic there.
Marcus is putting the noose made from reconstituted Femidom. You need a slip knot on that, don't you?
Yeah.
I think if you open that up and just tie a knot, knot it. Oh! Second
what
Femidom.
A wretched
Femidom
state
2
of
is
affairs.
Down.
Hang on.
Whoa.
This is not over.
I'm close to tears now. That's the second Femidom that's deflated itself. If you can reinflate her, I'll create a slip knot. Can you get some air into her? You can get some air into her.
I can blow her up.
I can tie.
I just can't tie her off.
I can. If you can blow her up, I can tie her off.
Right.
Sterling work. Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie. That went right on my mouth. Right on my mouth.
Tragic scenes.
There's a...
Both are.
There's a heap of...
Discarded Femidom.
Discarded sheath. Oh.
I'm not going to lie to you, Brig. I'm disappointed.
I'm devastated.
I'm devastated.
I thought that the Femidom would inflate massive. I thought that was a given.
Mm.
They've proved very, very, very difficult to inflate.
I might have to draft an email to the Passante group.
Yeah.
Who make these female condoms because...
And say, look...
I bought these...
In good faith.
One step forward, literally a million steps back. We were at rock bottom. So we took a long, hard look at ourselves in the mirror. And that wasn't easy. It was completely coated in prophylactic from the explosions. But we decided we would never give up.
Right, where is the final light touch?
She's in my back pocket here. Old Faithful.
Yeah, there's a lot of hope riding on this now.
Yeah.
On this, Johnny.
She's good. Expiry date till August 2020. Which we did say, if we could get a Johnny to Mars... By
2020.
2020.
Oh, the smell, they really smell on that. It's very squiddy.
It's
terribly squiddy. Yeah.
They're potent, aren't they? Yeah.
I tell you what, a young couple getting lucky with these, in the end, they'd be found innocent, of course, but they could fall foul of EU fishing quotas along the way.
They're decidedly squiddy, aren't they?
There'd be an investigation, I'll tell you that much.
Yep. Already
The hopes of a nation are riding with the last of the light touch. We're up to, I would say, the length of two rugby balls placed end to end, and the circumference of size 4 football.
That's our biggest ship by distance.
Yeah.
I am dizzy as hell.
Dizzy as hell.
Honestly.
It's a commendable effort.
I can barely focus.
You've really blown her up there.
I've got to say, for £2.19 for three,
good value.
They represent exceptional value, the light touch, because I'd say we've had more than £2.19's worth of fun from them.
We've put them through their paces. While this is warm, honest. I think we get it going.
Let's get it
very bristly. It's got a lot of hot air. In three, two, one. With plenty of
lift
distance.
Lift off. Up she goes. She's climbing.
She is climbing.
She's off
warm
into
air.
The night
warm
sky.
Air. Warm
We're
air.
Just looking for
up,
a,
up, up, up.
Up she goes. She's already roof height. She's
losing
descending.
Losing some.
Heading, and she's travelling quickly.
Oh no, back in the direction of the previous jellyfish. It's possible she's knows going down. There's already a nest.
she's actually hovering like a kestrel.
This won't end well.
Oh, she's landed very delicately on the road.
Yeah.
Hasn't she? And she's rolling.
Well, she's come to a complete stop.
Oh, no, she's off again. She's rolling into the space between two parked cars, which we know.
She's actually gone into a disabled bay.
There's a gentleman walking down the street now who may well notice. I just want to see to the light up. Has he noticed the urban jellyfish? I've walked straight past it. My best. I must apologise. It was a lady. Ladies and gentlemen, I was caught out by the hiver's jacket. I shouldn't have made that assumption.
Hiver's, in fact.
It's now loitering. It's rising against your neighbour's gate.
It's.
And she's down.
It's like it's knocking on the door.
It's like it's trying to get into their house.
It keeps rearing up.
It does.
Just behind the disabled bay.
It's hovering at about 6 to 12 inches above the ground, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you think a rescue mission is in the offing here?
Well, I mean, there's no reason why that couldn't be retrieved. I mean,
do you want to retrieve it?
Yeah, I feel like she got off to such a good start, didn't she?
Yeah, she really went up. She looked like she was going sky high.
She did. She did. What I'm wondering is if there's any further advantage we can give her from up here.
Mm.
I don't think there is. There's no more height to be had.
Have your neighbours got Velux windows? I mean,
I don't think we can go round at this time of night.
Half past midnight.
I think they'd understand, but I still think they'd be cross. I'm going to go and retrieve her.
You're going to go and retrieve her?
She's peeping out.
She's peeping up. She's come back out. She's just got stuck under the bumper of a Peugeot 106.
What's interesting is we've moved both in tone and research from space exploration to science documentary.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of data to sift through.
Yeah, yeah. But we're observing this really like a inland jellyfish safari.
Have you got a time we can...
Look at that, though.
Can we time...
Look at that.
Oh,
she's
off again.
Off again.
She's moving round the side of the Peugeot 106 and she's off down the street.
Setting off.
She's travelling in a westwards direction, I would suggest.
I will be very pleased if she appears round the back of that car.
Very much like a car-based Johnny game of poo sticks.
There she is. There she is. She's caught in an eddy. She's caught in an eddy close to the car where the wind is...
paranoid, it looks like she's sizing up stealing that vehicle. She might be planning on driving all the way to Cape Canaveral.
I tell you what, from a distance, she's doing a very convincing jelly bean impression. She's quite magical now. She's rolling with all confidence down the middle of the street.
Bold as brass.
Absolutely.
Just over to the gutter, and she's survived that. I thought she might have blown then.
I did too.
Up the gutter.
Oh, that's the lamppost. That is climb-proof paint.
Can she survive the climb-proof paint? I'm worried it could degrade the rubber.
Yeah.
She's
snuck round it.
She's been free in the urban environment.
She's rubbing hard on the climb-proof paint now.
That's the worry, isn't it? That is the worry. That's a real worry.
She's coming back. It's almost like she wants a run-up.
Yeah, you see, she knows this patch here. She's come all the way back to the Peugeot.
I didn't want to flash.
She's gone for the disabled bay again.
Yeah, she's come home.
Look at that. After a moment of timidity, she's off with more pace than we've seen from her all evening.
Oh, literally every photograph I've tried to take, she's gone. Ooh.
Oh. In a sense...
Now, there were two towns there.
That was a tragic end, but what I will say...
Yeah.
I'm glad neither of us actually saw it end.
Yeah, she went
round the corner. I'm put in mind of the Italian film Life is Beautiful,
yes.
Where he's marched off at the end.
Yes.
But all that happens to him takes place out of sight.
Yeah.
Tragic.
And I think roughly the same time, you probably the emotion got to you, but you broke wind.
A tiny little bit. I mean, we're looking out here now at the Balham skyline. I see cranes.
Yeah.
I see a lot of cranes, and I'm wondering how many nights the crane operators have spent doing exactly this.
Have you got any more?
But from a vantage point of a couple of hundred feet.
I know.
Yeah, I reckon I have got some more Johnnies.
Mate, I'm rabid for it. Should we
let's
some more
go? Let's give it another go. Hold that. I'll see what I can find.
Why end it here? We've got, a good 7 hours till the sun comes up. You used up all your sheaths.
I know, tell you, I'm not confident enough to keep them in my sponge bag.
No.
I think, I hate to say it, that might be it. Now, the Gorner shop is close by.
Hmm.
I know they sell them.
Would they be open at this time?
24 hour sheath.
To dispense sheath
access.
I have a funny feeling there might be one in my rucksack. I don't know. The radiators have come back on now. Is this a sign that we should be pre-warming?
Yeah, there's a lot of Femidom on the floor.
There's a lot of Femidom here.
Packaging everywhere.
I'm going to go and check my rucksack. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Is it one? Christ.
What time are you up?
I'm up with the kids. They'll understand this.
Exactly, they'll understand if Dad's a bit tired. There's two discarded Femidom rings.
This is Delta Mission Control at T-minus 4 minutes and holding.
The good news is,
yeah,
I have found another.
Oh,
I knew there was one more.
Crisis meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I say we have a hot chamomile tea.
Use the heat.
Drink the tea. Get as much heat into the Johnny bag as possible.
Yeah.
Then place it on that radiator in your room, the hot rad.
I'm going to go as hot as I dare.
Absolutely.
The inflation.
Ah!
Got one.
Excellent.
Spare Johnny.
I've got a brace.
Are they gold?
Of Durex gold.
Elite gold?
I don't know whether they're elite gold. They are...
Are they Ferrolite?
They're Durex. I bought them in a job lot.
They're flood damaged.
They're good till August 2017. So, I mean, there was a fair chance...
They've got more life in them than mine.
I'm glad they're being used in the space programme because there's a fair chance they wouldn't have seen active service.
Yeah.
In time for the sell-by date.
Yeah.
So they'll be thrilled. What's your gut telling you, Brig?
Well, these are going to be too hot to drink immediately. But within about 5 minutes, we'll be able to start taking that tea down. Too hot.
I can confirm that's scalding hot. That's bad mint tea.
Incredibly hot. This is fucking hot.
If we can super heat ourselves. It's got to make our
only off. Thing hotter than this would be a mug of oxtail.
Mm.
The soup that never cools.
Never cools, does it? Like minestrone gets phenomenally hot as well,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
Any of the weaker soups.
Yeah. All your consommés, they'll take all the skin off the roof of your mouth.
Perhaps we should have a couple bovril.
Mmm. I like a mug of beefy blow off. I do. It's nice. I like a couple of little pips of Tabasco in mine, actually.
I think they use the best of the beef, don't they, in Bovril?
Of course they do.
It's not just the renderings.
No, that's not.
It's the good stuff, isn't it?
That's not lips and...
Yeah. Front lips and back lips. Mm. It's prime cuts of British beef.
Of course it is.
Pure British beef.
British.
100% prime cuts of British beef.
B-R-I-D-D-I-sh. British.
British.
Why is it people replace T's with D's when they're trying to just kind of run fast and loose with facts and just appear reassuring and confident? I was saying earlier about Mark Nicholas calls cricket cricket with a G.
Cricket.
Welcome to the cricket.
British.
British cricket. British cricket. 100% British beef. Ah. Right, I'm feeling super heated.
I'm going to start inflating. I'm going to have a big sip of tea and
me
go
too.
For it.
Let's do it. More tea. More hot tea. I'm super heating my lungs. That's the biggest I've ever blown one up. You're tying off. Let's tie off.
Yeah, I'm trying to give myself.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, I've done it. There.
God, she's hot, this one.
Plenty of space.
Are you going to snip off the outer band?
I am.
These are going to be literally featherlight airships.
Now, we've got to go quick. We've got to move quick.
Should we take the scissors upstairs?
I think we go out in the street.
A ground launch.
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
Taking the weighty end off.
Snip me, brother. Very careful with the point of those scissors. Right, the weighty ends are off. This is literally cutting edge space flight.
Okay.
So this is launch. Launches 6 and 7.
Yeah, we've got to launch as quick as we can. We're going to keep the heat in there.
Yeah.
I can already feel it lifting.
I'm going straight up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Up she goes. Oh, they're going high. Mine's going up.
Mine's not.
Brig. Look how high up we are. I think... Same garden. No, it's over the fence. Is about 300 yards away, the bottom of the street, with his airship. I ran. There literally are prophylactics littered up and down the street.
This Johnny here,
see,
has just covered the entire length of road. Reaching a height of a house and a half. I won't be any more scientific than that
yeah,
at
mate.
This stage.
Oy.
But the data
yeah.
in this Johnny
oh.
now is extraordinary. There's a jelly, an inland jelly. The data contains this Johnny at this stage.
Let's take it back.
It's very good. Now, here's what I propose.
I was just saying,
she survived the length of...
Meow.
Yeah, we get her upstairs, we get her on the radiator.
We get her warmed
and
up.
And we give her a third story launch.
I've got to say...
I very, very, very nearly fell over.
Well, while she's heating on the radiator, I'll talk you through what happened at my end. As we climb the stairs to the attic, it's very similar to astronauts climbing the launch... The launch tower, isn't it?
Very
simple. Is the radiator on?
It is.
So she's warming on the radiator. Now, let's just talk through what just happened. We launched two airships.
Those are our best flights by a distance.
Two unmanned craft.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
To unmanned research craft.
Yeah.
And mine very quickly descended, having to reach a steepling height of at least a house.
Yeah.
Which is now a technical...
One house.
It's a technical yeah. term, isn't it?
One house, yeah.
She then descended rapidly into your...
Right.
Near neighbour's garden.
Not the same one.
Tragically, it was.
the one with all the belts on the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
how many jellyfish are currently nesting in their garden?
I don't know. They're probably breeding. But then you shot off down the other end of the street, and you were about 300 yards away. I thought that cat went after yours.
Cat went after mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then was freaked out, as cats will be, in that interspace.
Went track. After it, lost its way.
Yeah. And then you were 300 yards away, and I was 100 yards past, away from your front door, when, for reasons unknown to me, my airship that had alighted in your neighbour's garden just detonated with a huge bang. I thought it was going to wake them up. I thought it'd be people. And I'm not going to lie, I shat myself and sprinted back to the house, realising you were a good 300-400 yards away.
Listen,
playing patter cake with a sheath at the bottom of someone else's road.
There's space in this programme for cowardice.
I'm not proud of myself.
No, I know. But there's space in this programme for cowardice. And I'll tell you why. For the listeners at home, this might seem like, you know, easy, and but the emotional scars from Light Touch 3, and seeing her, you know, and all that she achieved, and then for her to go out of sight for even a moment and be taken from us, a body blow,
I'll just get a picture of you warming the inflated sheath over the radiator.
The thing is, you know, they're designed to transfer heat,
as well as
sensation
rapidly.
So they are a rapid.
They don't hold on to the heat for long, do they?
Hold on to it for long. So get that skylight open,
all right?
Because I'm going to move from this position to launch.
So I'm walking over to the launch site now,
very very briskly.
I'm opening the skylight. I might attempt to video this launch as well.
This, I think, is launch 8.
Yeah, it's 8 or 9, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feels like we've released. Okay. Well, hang on, let me think. 2 Famidoms aborted.
Yeah.
I bought a pack of 3, you had 2.
Yeah.
So that's. Yeah, so it's 5 launches, that's 7 launches. Yeah. This is a relaunch, it was launch 8. Yeah, Famidoms didn't get off the ground. They don't count. They're null and void.
This Johnny and its contents are as warm as they're ever likely to be. Let's launch her.
Right. Yeah. Here we go.
3. One.
You're coming over from the radiator.
All the heat is still inside.
Yeah, up she goes.
Into the night.
Where's she going? Light. She's going up. She is going up. She's going up now. She's coming down.
Down, down, down.
Coming down.
Tree. Oh.
And up.
Wait, hang on.
Like Peter Ellis. And up. She goes. She's going up again.
Wonderful.
She's rising.
Wonderful.
She's rising. She's at the height of her house.
Hang on. Ooh. She can clear.
She can get around the sky. She's going up.
That is it.
She is up.
That is Mars.
She's
bound.
Up.
That is Mars.
That
bound.
Is Mars bound.
Never I saw. Wait, that needs a laser pointer.
She's just ducked behind that. Now let's listen out. She's on another street now, mate.
The distant cry. Of the inland jellyfish.
Of course, we're not laughing. We're just overcome with emotion, aren't we?
Absolutely. This stage.
I know it's... Marcus, I know how much time you spent with that craft. And,
that is incredible.
I know how the feelings must be very raw right now, but can you just sum up how you're feeling?
Let me just explain for the listener, just to recap exactly what took place.
Really is harrowing.
As she was freed from the window, initially she gained height. Then it was like it looked like confidence to me.
Yeah.
She completely lost confidence, went down, and then remembered what she was out there
Why
for.
Why she was here.
And bloody well shot straight back up.
Yep.
She danced very neatly around that tree, which, you know, we're in March. There's no trees on the... there's no leaves on that tree.
Just those sharp kind of buds.
Yeah, she knew that. She stepped aside.
Like a scorpion's tail.
She then went clear over. She took a clever route, as it goes. Because, funnily enough, the two houses over on the right there are slightly higher roofed than the next two. And she went straight through the gap.
She did. She just negotiated the underside of that sky dish as well. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're feeling emotional. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And
She clearly...
Imagine having that stuck inside you.
Dreadful. Imagine if we'd succeeded to get that inside one of the Johnnies.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on.
Tremendous height there.
My eyes just widened there.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm sorry.
What a great idea.
Yeah. When we do the launches in the peaks, at least 50% of them are going to be blow off. Anyway, she cleared the roof. She moved out of sight. I got the laser pen on her.
Just in time.
Just in time. And then I can only assume foul play. That's my
picket
guess.
Fence.
Foul play.
Or maybe a cat swiped her as she...
Yeah.
She got low down. My Would God. You like to review the launch footage?
That is Mars.
She's up.
That is Mars.
That is Mars bound.
Never I saw. Oh, wait. That needs a laser pointer.
Oh, she's just ducked behind that. Oh, now let's listen out. She's on another street now, mate.
Again, it sounds like we're laughing, but we're not. That's just the emotion. Oh my God! Oh dear! Oh dear!
Oh, look, I'm no doctor.
Yep.
But that was... What we achieved at the end there taught us a lot. Okay, you snip off the heavy rubber end.
Yeah.
You warm it as best you can before launch. And the rest, as they say, is, you know, that's nature, isn't it?
It's in the lap of the gods.
Of course it is.
I think... as we move forward with this space program, I have a feeling that this is not the end.
I don't think this is the end.
This is very much the beginning. And if you look at the trajectory we've taken since the initiation of the space program, which was just two ground-launched sheaths.
Yeah. Almost immediate explosions.
Yep. To now, to actually...
Comfortably clearing a house.
The height of a house.
And let's not forget... That one that just cleared a house has also just done the entire length of the road. Right? She was launched on...
Yeah.
She went round the corner of her own volition and did the entire length of... And I mean the entire length.
Absolutely.
She reached before I could retrieve
she
her.
She had a hunger to learn more.
Of course she did.
Of course and she I think did. We can all learn from that.
Well, that hunger in the end is what did for her, but...
What a way
what
to
a
go.
What a noble way to go.
Sheer wealth of data we've got now, and we'll get the guys upstairs to kind of wade through it.
What I would say is, if it became necessary for there to be a police lineup of all the people who live on, we would be banged to rights within seconds. Both you and I are caked from head to toe in rapidly drying spermicidal fluid.
Yeah, but. We are
to
safe.
What end?
Yeah.
To what end?
We are safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to gather up the bits of sheath that are currently on the children's breakfast table. and call it a night, I think.
Yeah, I think it's...
Oh!
We have got one more.
We're not going to top that.
Hang on, this is fate. So what we've just learned, I know it's late.
Yeah.
But analysing the data from the 8 launches we've done, we've learned to get the sheath as large as we can.
Yep.
As many out-breaths, having drunk a hot liquid, to get that air inside the sheath as warm as possible. Then the tie-off, then the removal of the rubber
weighted
ring
rubber.
That you would use to hold the sheath in place at the bottom of the penis, the base of the penis, sorry.
Yep.
And then superheating the sheath on the radiator, and then getting to the launch site as quickly as possible and letting her go.
Yeah.
It feels as if we don't launch sheath number 9, then
falls.
We'll be kicking ourselves, mate, in the morning.
I think we go for normal inflation.
Not superheated.
No, heat it on the radiator.
Heat it on the rad. I think, again. Look, and we've only got this far, listeners, by
ourselves to blame.
Crunching and digging down into the data. And that's how you do it, isn't it? It's all about data analysis. It's learning.
A new wash of prophylactic gel. Again, all over my hands.
All over his hands.
Here we go.
His fingers are not getting pregnant.
I'm going for a huge inflation on.
That
by
is
some measure.
I would say that's the largest inflation we've had. That is about the size of.
The size of a 3-year-old.
Of a well sized 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Have you got the band clear? Oh, do be careful. Are you knotted off?
Yeah, but I'm not satisfied.
No. Really well done.
Oh,
you can get that through. We're back into Femidon territory. Have you overinflated? You've superinflated.
Well, I had an issue with the
like some pervy balloon modeller.
I mean, she's good if she'd only let go of my finger.
Oh! Instant tears. What a tragic end, listeners. As Marcus, head in hands, weeps from the pit of his soul. What a tragic end to a remarkable evening. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Here on on the launch live. Wish you every luck with your own space missions. Please keep us abreast of your own unmanned space flights. Send them into podcast@robrouse.com or @robrouse on Twitter, and I will put any pictures, any entries into the space log up on the website page. Thank you for listening. It's a goodbye from me and from Commander Marcus Brigstock.
I wish you all the very best. I'm overcome with sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thanks, man. It's a hell of a bang when it went.
Hell of a bang. Oh, I just wish we had one more.
What a shock.
Who'd have thought launching craft would be so addictive? I just want to, I could launch all night.
Oh dear God. Oh. Oh heavens.
I think if we carried on launching at this rate, not only would we put an unmanned craft on Mars by, hey, I'm going to say back end of 2017.
You know what?
I think we could also drive down the price of property in Balham.
I agree.
Significantly.
Because of the inexplicable presence of inland unmanned jellyfish. What we need to throw into this mix next time,
yeah,
is what I'm going to call the stadium factor.
Mm.
Now, I've seen at Twickenham an airship go the distance. I've seen it go the full length of the pitch.
All the way around.
I think I've seen one do the distance and then start to go up and clear the top of the stand. Now, I'm wondering if that's not connected to the sheer number of people breathing out.
Willing it on
and sending hot air up with it, you know?
Yes, so it's rising on a current of warm air. So like a glider.
So there's a part of
Or me, a condor.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a part of me wonders if the best place for the next launch is not the peaks,
yep,
but somewhere very, very crowded. A concert.
Yeah.
An exhibition. Protest march.
Yes.
A memorial service.
What finer sight than to see an airship serenely travelling.
Gliding.
Above humanity.
Mm-hmm. Carrying the hopes and dreams of all who stand beneath.
Taking it all in her stride.
Heads bowed in silence.
Yeah.
Unaware that just above their head.
An airship. Minds immeasurably more powerful than ours are watching us from outer space.
Yeah.
And slowly,
the chances of anything,
they make their plans.
Going to Mars are 1,000,000 to 1, they said.
That's what they said.
But still, they went from Balham.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Amen. Cheers.
Cheers. Stone cold sober.
A combined age of 84. Are you 42 as well?
I am. I think that's the ideal age for an astronaut, isn't it? Because I think you're at a peak.
I don't suppose.
You're kind of at peak experience.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
And
it's perfect.
Very little to lose.
Very little left.
Yeah. Nothing. I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone by doing this. Do you know what I mean?
It's not about that.
We're not launching any of them out of anger. It's just purely out of research.